So you want some more teenage news?
I can't get enough teenage news.
We had good story, 13-year-old sports, female, signed by Nike.
What's the matter?
What are you saying with a creepy voice?
That wasn't creepy.
This is
the teenage news segment.
Give me more hot teen news.
Then we had the girl signed a letter of intent to go play college football, not as kicker. Then we had the bad news about teenagers who are drinking vanilla extract, getting it from the baking aisle, putting in their coffee. Now we have, this is kind of mixed. This is a...
And getting drunk.
Right. This is a 13-year-old boy who the teacher and the boy got together. So this is teacher with student news.
Yeah! I love it!
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I feel like she raised the bar a little bit on this one. I don't think I've heard this one before.
I feel like these stories lend themselves to isolated audio. A lot of the time.
Yes. Well, we'll see. Let's see as the story goes, if it lends itself to isolated audio. So this is in Arizona. A Las Brisas Academy elementary teacher, Brittany Zamora, asked her sixth grade students to messenger her online on an app called Classcraft. She was going to be bored at school one day. She's like, message me. Like, we're leaving class, whatever. So one student was messaging her, and somehow it devolved, as they put it, into flirting. And
how old is the kid?
13. And then it turned into a sexual relationship. She's 27.
He's in seventh grade.
Yeah, well, they say he's six, so I don't know if he's...
Then he's a dumb 13-year-old.
So the two eventually got to a sexual relationship on the whole thing. At one point in the classroom, and they had another male student, a friend of his. She was like, just watch the door. And he's hanging in the classroom with them as they're doing it right there in the classroom.
You can't involve so many people. You have to keep it to
right.
A minimum.
So how'd she get? Of course, that's the friend who knew, and that's the friend who was like, "Something's wrong with this chick." She asked him if he wanted to, another time with her, and she's like, "He's like, no, I shouldn't be doing this."
Wait a second. Uh-huh. So
he said no.
She asked the kid that was keeping watch, if he wanted to get involved.
Right, not at that moment, but in a separate situation, and he was like, "No, I could tell she just wasn't right," and he, in testimony, he kept calling her vagina, her Virginia.
Oh, that's so great.
He kept mixing up the words.
Oh, that's so great.
That's an indication.
The teen recounted, let's see, where is it?
Maybe he's just not mature enough for...
He just couldn't say it. One day the boys were supposed to stay later after school to help prepare for a talent show, and said she kept him in the room and began kissing the victim, the friend told the police. She asked the friend to stay and make sure no one saw as they had sex in the classroom. The friend struggled to describe what was happening to the interviewer, confusing the word vagina with Virginia during a separate interview with police. They were just doing
vagina.
It was very uncomfortable, the student said. It's like weird how a 27-year-old can like love a 13-year-old and do stuff. He said, it's just crazy. She's not a good person. So their text messages were just...
Why you gotta be a rat?
Well, I
got to be honest with you.
The kid himself, the one having sex with the teacher, he's the one who ended up telling his parents that that's what was going on.
Oh, really?
Because his mother saw the change in him. She's like, all of a sudden, he wanted to have his door to his room closed all the time, and he's interested in girls a lot. She goes, I could tell instantly he had changed. She's like, why instantly? It should have been gradual. Smart mother.
Yeah, no
to
doubt.
To notice that right away.
No doubt.
So they were texting
back and forth. So what did she start to question the kid, or did the mother see the text?
She questioned him. Also, they had an app on his phone in case like certain words came up. Remember I had that with the girls years and years ago for their computers? Well, they have it for the phone, and... For some reason, only the word baby kept coming up. And she said, baby. And because I guess they called each other baby. If it wasn't BBY, it was BABY. And so BABY kept coming up. And she knew something was going on his phone. She let it go a few times. And she's like, now something's wrong. And notices, and she started putting things together. And he collapsed under questioning, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
And so he told his mom.
Collapsed under questioning.
Well, clearly, it doesn't sound like it took much. And, she...
Normally, I would say, like... They throw the word, like, victim around when there's, like, female teacher, male student, they're 15, 16 years old. I'm like, that's not a victim. That's a willing participant. At 13, because you keep saying sixth grade, my daughter's in sixth grade. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
That is so young.
Yeah. Right? But he's 13, but that's actually seventh grade, and I know what I was doing in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel when you're 13, you feel like you're an adult, but you're 13.
Somebody just sent me a picture from my ninth grade graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God. I sent this to Nicole. I'm like, I was a baby.
Right. I looked like, when you look back, you realize like how young you were.
Absolute baby.
But in ninth grade, you thought you were the stuff.
Yeah. You thought you knew everything.
I'm so old.
Right.
I know.
But weren't you on the handlebars drinking beer at 13?
The summer.
That was sixth grade.
No. At 13. No. No. Going into eighth grade. Summer going into eighth grade. So whatever that put me.
So much better. Never
14,
mind.
I guess.
What are you thinking?
I guess I was 14, right? I don't know. Well, that's when it happened. Listen, yeah. I can only apologize for that so many times. It was just my life.
I don't think that you need to apologize. You turned out, you know, fine. It's just that you have to. Will you keep that in mind? You don't have to do anything. Will you keep that in mind when your daughter does that in a year?
You know, I was talking to my friend Newt about this the other day.
Your friend what?
Newton.
Oh, I love Newt.
Newt. And we were talking about it the other day, and for us. I'll tell the stories about what we were doing at those ages, and people like Monica, or even Raj when he first heard will look at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah.
And we just thought everybody was like that.
No.
You know, we just thought that's what kids,
just what went on.
That's what people did at that age.
You guys never thought you were doing stuff different from anybody else?
Nope. Never thought we were doing anything. We knew we were doing stuff we weren't supposed to be doing, but we didn't think that every other kid our age was doing the exact same thing. So when I told that story, and Monica, you were as surprised. I was surprised, Monica, that you were as surprised as you were.
Oh, I was completely like, what are you even talking about? It didn't even occur to me that you would have enough whatever to stand in front of a liquor store and ask, like, what are you doing? No, where are your parents?
We stood in front of 7-Eleven. And yeah.
But you guys never worried, like, your dad would pull up and be like, what are you doing?
No.
Or a neighbor or someone would see you and be like, that's John. And look what they're getting alcohol from somebody. You wouldn't think anybody would see you do that?
We didn't. I guess it just didn't even cross our minds whatever.
I go past that. And I wonder how it even at that age, how it even occurred to you that you were even supposed to think about having a cocktail. Like that should your list of things to do that day. That is so not even anywhere near the list. Like, how does that even occur to you?
Hang out with older kids, though?
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, but not everybody was older.
So does that get your idea?
Not everybody was older. And if they were a year older.
Oh.
You know?
But why aren't you thinking about, I don't know, well, you played soccer, didn't you?
Yeah.
So why were you thinking about practice or?
I did. Practice already.
Drunk?
Time to drink.
Now it's Friday.
You
had to be home by 9 o'clock.
Juggle balls, drink.
God. Yeah.
I use my feet all day. Time to use my fingers.
Time to do some lifting.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. We just talked about it the other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just don't realize, I guess.
We just thought everybody else did it. That's just the way it was.
Right. That's how this lady raised the bar on the teacher-student thing one other way I forgot about. During class, they would have videos that all the students would watch, and this kid happened to sit in the back. She would make her way to the back of the class, and they'd touch each other sexually during the videos with the whole class right there.
Damn.
And nobody had any idea. And then he would come up to her desk, and while she pretended to look for something in the drawer, she would touch his stuff. Quote.
It's she's gonna go away for a while,
and they're feet away. There's kids right there on the other side of the desk, and they had no idea. Apparently, yeah,
she's gonna go away. And the reason she's gonna go away is because it won't be about a 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. It'll be about a sixth grade boy.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
That does sound worse.
It sounds elementary school.
Yeah,
you know,
she sent him naked pictures.
It's not going to be about a teenager. It's going to be about a sixth grade kid. Mm. Bobby on line one. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
Can you imagine if it was the other way around? If it was a 13-year-old girl and a 27-year-old guy? But I hear how you're acting like, oh, yeah, all right. You know, the kid's a little young. It's really bad. But if it was the other way around, they would crucify this guy.
Oh, no. Mistake about it. I said normally I would, they would use the word victim, and then, 15, 16-year-old is not a victim. A 15 or 16-year-old banging their teacher is a willing participant, you know? But right. In this case, I even said, but when you say sixth grade, it's just, that's easily manipulatable. Manipulatable?
Right. Even if you say a sixth grade girl and a 27-year-old man.
She's going to go, she's going to do a bunch of time. She's not going to skate.
Yeah,
no way.
This is not a simple put her in a different school type thing. It's a mess.
No.
Even in seventh grade, to what you were saying, is how old are you in seventh grade? Is that 12? We had,
13.
12 or 13. So we had the girl who developed early or whatever, and she had this boyfriend who was older. He was like 17. She's 12. I mean, that's a huge difference. And he would like drive by the schoolyard in this cool car.
I dated a 20-year-old when I was 17.
Slut.
No, not at all. But he was three. It's only 3 years if you think about it. It just I was only. In high school and my and a
right.
senior in
17 is what a
stop
senior?
Being a whore.
I was a senior in high school.
And he's 20. He's in his third year of his full time job.
No, it wasn't that. It was 3 years. It wasn't that bad. And he, I knew him like
how does a 17-year-old meet a 20-year-old?
I knew him for a while. He's a really close friend of the family. I've known him. I knew him for a while.
Her mom was banging his dad.
That's how that went down. Although
her mom was banging him.
My mom was banging. I just remember this. My mom banging.
Yeah.
A guy in my brother's grade. When they were still in school.
God.
Yeah, that's right.
We should have Monica
that.
Repressed Memory music for when this happens. Be like, hold on, hit this thing, and then you tell the story. And what just came in
worse?
Your mind?
I totally forgot about this. I think he was a year older than him because he was a senior in high school. And when we were going to move to Buffalo, I forgot all about this. He was all in love with her, right? And he come around, it was all awkward because he was like, he was our age kind of, you know what I mean?
How old was he?
He was 16 or 17. I think he was 17. I think he was a senior. I think he was 17. And she was 30 or whatever. Anyway, she told him, you're coming to Buffalo with us. Quit school, the whole bit, right? Like, you're moving with us to Buffalo. And he was all head over heels, so he said, okay. And I'll never forget this. I feel so bad. And I saw him later on, like years later. Poor guy is just messed up. And he had his bags packed, waiting in front of his house, waiting for her to come and pick him up, and she just didn't even... Just left for Buffalo, didn't say goodbye, didn't say anything, and he was I forgot all about that.
Crushed.
Oh, he was. I ran into him like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years later, and he was like, your mom is a bitch. And like, he was working at a car wash. Like, he's like, she ruined my life. And
No.
Yeah, like,
did he really say she ruined my life?
Yeah. He blamed because he was working at a car wash, and because he had dropped out of school to move to, but like, it was a whole thing. And he like just blames it all on Kathy. And I feel bad for, I was like, I'm sorry, Steve. I don't want to tell you.
Fun working at the car wash.
Yeah. Not my fault. My mom was a whore. Can I get some tire wax?
Kind of. It was kind of like that because I was getting my car washed. It was kind of like that. Like, sorry.
Yeah, can I get a free rust proofing?
Wow.
For old time's sake.
It was bad.
That's horrible. How did she tell him that? And how she was 30, sleeping with a 16-year-old? Like,
how many times do you think your mother committed statutory rape?
I don't even want to think about how disgusting that is. I don't. It's none of my.
All right. You don't even. Oh my goodness. Did she ever have a guy who was like a lot older than her, like go the other way? Or was it always her age and younger?
Always younger.
Really?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I forgot about this was when I was like a kid. Oh, my God. You guys do bring out repressed memory.
It's Monica's repressed memory. And here we go. There's one more that just came floating out.
Hold on. Before we get to this repressed memory, let's take a break.
We really should.
Let's take a break.
Wow. Hold on to it. Don't let it go, Monica.
It involves the police.
It involves the police?
Yep.
Ooh, that's a good tease.
Sweet. Sweet.
All right.
We'll
hear the story next.
More of Monica's mom is a whore. Coming up next, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Roger and JP will be right back.